A man would say she likes to
dress up.
Dress up, or any other words, and say any slang words you might use talking about.
Oh, why are you go to meeting clothes.
Sunday go to meeting clothes. Or she'd like to what? Rig up or doll up? Or
doll up, yeah. There's different names for them.
Okay. What would you say a man was doing? He was...
Well, Larry Sunday shoes, something somewhere.
Yeah.
Or meeting clothes or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but he's, you say he's in the... He's getting all dressed up, he's getting all...
Yeah, all dolled up.
All dolled up or slipped down or anything like that?
Yeah, I know.
Now, something you would carry your money in...
That's purse.
Purse, okay.
Well, for billfold, for a man mostly, and bill purse.
Right. What does a woman wear around her wrist?
Well, watch. A bracelet?
Okay, I like that. And sometimes, you know, something strong around your neck.
Yeah, a necklace, beads.
A what?
Beads or necklace.
Beads, you say?
Yeah, beads.
Pair of beads?
String of beads.
String of beads or anything, okay. Now, men hold their trousers, might, in the old days, they would wear?
Suspenders. Galluses, we told them in the
galluses?
Gallus, yeah.
Like
the suspenders.
What would you hold over you when it rains?
A parasol.
Parasol or?
An umbrella.
Umbrella?
Umbrellas are bigger than the parasols.
Now, the last thing you put on your bed, a fancy top cover.
Like a bedspread.
Bedspread, okay. Did you ever call it a counterpane? Or?
Yeah, a counterpane. We used to call it counterpins.
Okay.
And we had counterpane checks when I was growing up. There was a counterpane checks, and big checks. And that was used for a counterpane on top.
Really?
When I was growing up, that way. Well, of course, we never had them since that. We just had bedspread since that. But them days, that's what it was.
Now, at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Did you have anything else?
Bolster. I used to see these bolsters sometimes. They reached right across the bed for the lady head down. The pillows, most people had pillows.
A bolster would go clean?
There, yeah, from one side of the bed to the other across the head. So I lay your head on. Instead of a pillow, it'd be a bolster.
Bolster might go plumb across the bed?
Yeah, come across the head of the bed.
Uh-huh, okay.
My brothers, but we're all growing up, they had a bolster to lay their head down instead of pillow.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor that children might sleep?
Pallet.
Pallet, okay. All right. Now, you say we expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very...
Well, it's productive.
Soil's very what? Very
productive.
Okay, or would you say what? Fertile or?
Fertile, yeah.
Okay.
Made good.
What types of soil did you have here?
Oh, well, I don't know what type. I have sand soil. I got a lot of sand in it. It's, of course, other kind of dirt. I wouldn't know what to call it at my house.
Yeah.
Of course, I had 80 acres. We had 80 acres.
Uh-huh.
And with the sandy soil, things grew in it, but it was sandy. And there's some of it packing, you know. Some of it just packs when it gets dry. It's just the harder rock than the soil is.
What kind of soil is that?
I don't know what you call it, but packy soil, we call it. Packed.